This is Gaialicious, where we talk about all the things environment and sustainability.
I'm Christy.
I'm Katie. Anyway, welcome to our first episode.
Yay. JJ and Xander, holla holla if you're listening to this.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so Halloween.
Yes.
Topic one. Let's get into how bad candy is for you.
Oh.
Truly.
A good thing that I did notice that is in the stores, I haven't really noticed as much candy on
really?
In the aisles. Yeah, like
they're not like triple plastic wrapped, so you can't get COVID if you. I feel like people are just going to buy candy for themselves.
It was just because of everything going on. It's not like being focused on as much. Let me just
what's going on right now?
My now and later is COVID.
I will forget about COVID on the daily. That is the way to live your life in 2020.
Costumes. What are you going to be?
Okay, I'm going to be a wolf. I'm going to be a wolf on Halloween. And then I'm going to be a witch the day after at the full moon thing.
It's two nights?
The full moon is on the first.
Oh.
So it's back to
fuck.
We better sleep when the sun is up, sister, because we're going to party all night long.
Okay, then. Well, I don't know what I'm going to be, but I was thinking about being a deer. And while I should have been working...
Oh, how cute.
Yeah, well, I should have been working, even though there was no work to be done. I was on Pinterest.
Oh, Pinterest.
Looking up deer costumes. And, like...
Were they all slutty?
No, actually, they were really cute. And I was like, oh, it's like I could make a super simple headband kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And like cute ears and put like twigs in it. Like that'd be really cute. And like little flowers. Anyway, I saw some really cute pictures. But the makeup, I don't have any.
What do you mean?
Like the makeup that they do on their face is so good. At least like the nose part. You know,
go to
like,
Party City.
Yeah, but I don't want to be spending money.
Oh,
this
yeah.
This is the exact reason I don't care for this day.
Oh yeah. Spending money on it's not even a holiday. It's like it's a celebration. I do know that like it dates back into times ago when when it was a day that like spirits came and like so we dressed
up. Yeah, it derived from somewhere, but now it's evolved into this consumeristic day that
there we go.
people have been sucked into.
Absolutely. It's part of the matrix.
By all these stores.
By eating this candy, it makes you fat. Like, in the long run, it makes you fat. And it makes you unable to literally run for your life. Like, you're no longer a human if you can't run for your life.
Well, I don't know. I just ate that now and later.
You're not eating, like, 100 now and laters all year round. But also, yeah, that's another thing, too. It's, like, it's cool for Halloween to come around, but it's... These kids are eating this stuff all the time.
I know.
It's not just a holiday.
Remember when we would come home from Halloweening, from trick-or-treating, and we weren't allowed to touch any of our candy until it was inspected by the parentals
I'm
to make
so
sure
sorry,
it wasn't...
Me. Laced with cocaine?
Or opened or put a razor in or something.
I understand that now. That's totally fine.
Yeah, but then I was like, I just want my dang candy. But Halloween, specifically, well, I feel like I haven't really seen too many... things on social media about parties and stuff. I don't think it's really gonna be a thing this year.
I think it's just gonna be more private because like
yeah.
You and I are doing two things, like we know of two things. It's just like
two things,
the kooks and the full moon party.
Oh, okay, I thought that was one thing.
It's two different nights.
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I can keep up.
We just talked about this. And I was like, you better sleep during the day because we're going to party all night.
I know, but I thought it was with the kooks both nights.
Yeah, it's whatever you're doing is whatever you're doing. I'm going to be with the kooks both nights because that's my
gotcha.
Boyfriend's circle.
Gotcha.
But
I'm
it's
gonna be,
still
going to
be
like a deer in the headlights not knowing what to do.
It's going to be Halloween. One night.
I know.
And then full moon the next night.
Okay.
Things are going to get so crazy. Oh. I was imagining that's so Raven when they turn into cows.
Stop. That's a Halloween episode.
I know.
Episode.
And
no,
she talks about being vegetarian.
Ears.
Oh,
yeah.
So another thing I wanted to touch on was pumpkins. Like, yeah, pumpkins are cool. Pumpkins are cute. But do you really need to buy 5 or 6 to write the word thanks? I don't think so.
What? You've seen that?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Little pumpkin.
Pumpkins, like, they all get thrown out around the same time. And they pretty much, like, it's not like it's a drain, a landfill, but it, like, clogs up the landfill, all these pumpkins going at the same time.
And most people just want to get rid of the problem once it starts becoming one.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, oh, all the, like, decorations that people put in their yards. Have you gone down this street?
No.
There are 2 houses. It's like a graveyard, and there are just, like, multiple...
houses, it's like, that are decorated for Halloween, or houses, yes, that aren't taken care of.
Just no, like they've decorated it, and so it's a bunch of plastic stuff, is what I'm saying.
And then who actually uses that again for next year, or just, like, gets rid of it?
No, I'm sure a lot of people use them again, because that stuff is expensive.
True.
But it's also, like, the wind comes around and breaks half of it, right, and, like, rips it up and puts it in somebody else's yard.
But it's starting to get cooler. Maybe it's going to happen, like, next week or something, because it's supposed to rain and get colder. I feel like it's usually windy around, like, when it gets closer to Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, for sure. It's in the air. Oh, the story I was going to say is that, remember one year, this was a while ago, but we took our carved up pumpkins. We were ready to get rid of them. Do you remember this?
Yes.
We drove up. No. We drove up and over this bridge that overlooks, like, the 15. And we wanted to throw our pumpkins over the bridge onto the freeway. And we did. But why didn't they land in the middle of the freeway? They were, like, on the side of the freeway. Because we didn't want a car to run over it.
Yes.
But I specifically
pumpkins are huge. It's the size of a tire almost.
I remember the video that I took, though. You were, yeah, like, you were, like, creepily, like, rolling it off. And then you're like, whoa.
Yeah, and it we did feel that, like, it went on the fast lane.
Yes.
Like, it kind of almost went in the lane.
Yes. I remember that, too. I don't know.
It's a good thing it hit a car as they were driving underneath. Maybe I was waiting till cars weren't going.
Probably.
I don't know. Looking back, that was pretty stupid.
That was really stupid.
I'd do it again. Yeah, definitely just be aware of the choices that you're making for Halloween, and just the lasting effects, mm-hmm, on yourself and your planet. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you think about it, just spend time with people. Don't worry too much about, like, what you look like in your costume.
Oh, what was your favorite Halloween candy?
Ooh, probably Reese's.
Really?
I love Reese's.
I really liked the double bubble gums, the little ones. The individual ones.
They get hard, though.
I know. And then I would just throw it out and eat the next one.
Oh, my gosh. Like, that's my chocolate candy that I like, but, like, fruity candy that I like. I don't know. All I'm thinking about now is candy that I eat.
Now?
Not, like, candy from back then. I'd say Laffy Taffy was my, like, pink Laffy Taffys.
Nerds. Starburst. I actually really liked Nerds, Starburst, Skittles, and...
Yes, there you go. There you go.
The little...
Because I didn't really have Sour Patch growing up. Yeah. That was, like, a high school thing.
And, like, the little individual, like, Twizzler.
Ew.
The small. Like, they're, like, this big.
Gross.
I like those.
I'm sure I liked them then, but thinking about them now, it's just disgusting. No,
not the ones you're thinking of, but, like...
That's a weird texture. Licorice? Like, what is that?
It's good.
It's weird.
Thanks for tuning into our first episode, everybody. Stay tuned for next week's episode, or whenever we feel like making one, on topic 2.
Signing off.
Ciao.